If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
And following breaking news on the local side this hour as well, they've been deliberating for nearly 12 hours for the past 2 days. The jury has been sent home for the night in the federal fraud trial of now former Northeast Florida Congresswoman Corrine Brown. And joining us live from the courthouse right now is our Stephanie Brown. Stephanie, we still don't have a verdict, so walk us through what happened downtown today at that courthouse. You've been sitting through every minute.
Well, not only do we not have a verdict, but we don't really have much of an indication of what the jury is thinking at this point, because they have not even asked a question to the judge in the 12 hours or so that deliberations have been taking place. In fact, when they entered the deliberation room just ahead of 9 a.m. today, we didn't see the attorneys or the judge or Ms. Brown in the room. It wasn't until the end of the day when the jury came to be dismissed for the day that all of the parties came in to formally make that happen. Now, it is worth noting that I was keeping a close eye on the jury as they did file in to be dismissed, and I would say that their demeanor really matched what I've seen throughout the trial process. Nobody looked excessively beat down or anything like that, so it is possible that at this stage in the game, they're simply just continuing to sift through the massive amount of evidence that they have.
And when we come to these points, Stephanie, I know we only have a few minutes to chat about this, but does the federal judge have the ability, do they ask the jury if they want to keep going, or, you know, if they're close to a verdict? How does that shake out? Have you gotten any guidance on that?
Well, what's happening right now is as we get closer to 5 o'clock, if there's no verdict, then the court basically checks in with the jury and says, are you ready to go home for the day or do you want to continue deliberations? And the judge has told us that based on what the jury says, he'll take that under advisement and he will, you know, decide what to do. So for the last 2 days, right around 5, the jury has said that they were ready to call it a day, and the judge has willingly granted that. There's been no sign or indication so far that there is any kind of a stalemate or any situation that would necessitate a push from the judge to continue deliberations. But I imagine as the days start to potentially wear on, then we'll see if we get any indication that that's happening.
And Corrine Brown facing 22 counts in this trial, so a lot for them to go through. It's by no means a quick workup for this jury. Now, they'll be back tomorrow morning. Did you see much of Corrine Brown today, Stephanie?
She was actually spending the day at the Landing. Our partners Action News Jax found her there with some family members eating lunch today. Basically, because there was no formal court proceeding, even the attorneys weren't in the courtroom as well. They were all just within a close distance. That way, if they were needed for a jury question or a verdict, then they could come in. So Brown, as well as the attorneys, did come into the courtroom shortly before 5 to formally end the day. But then right after that, she went into a car and was swiftly off to, you know, spend more time with family this evening.
And I know you even hear some kind of side chatter between attorneys and different personnel in that courtroom. Any kind of guidance on what their emotions are like? Are people ready for this to wrap up? Did you get any kind of vibe like that?
Attorneys don't really talk too much about that in the open court setting. I'm sure that the conference rooms would tell a whole different story, but that's not kind of thing that we get access to. For the most part, when they are in the courtroom, they're putting on, you know, a confident face. Brown's attorney, for example, continues to joke with supporters every so often if he comes to check in. The prosecutors tend to go toward their seats and kind of talk amongst each other, but no outward signs from either side at this point what they may be feeling at this stage in the game.
Again, thank you so much, Stephanie, down at the courthouse. The deliberations by the jury will pick back up again tomorrow morning for the federal fraud trial of former Northeast Florida Congresswoman Corrine Brown. We'll have more on that trial through the evening. WLKV News time is 6:06.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.